It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, November 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. Police in Montrose are searching for 18-year-old Keone Taunt. The girl's whereabouts are unknown and police are concerned for her safety. Anyone with knowledge about Taunt's location should contact local law enforcement or the Montrose Police Department. The coal industry on the Western Slope has taken some hard hits in recent years. The hundreds of recent layoffs in the North Fork Valley are reflective of what's happening on a much larger scale. Arch Coal, a multinational corporation that owns a mine near Paonia, has seen its stock price plummet from $360 in 2011 to less than $1.50 this week. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with Elizabeth Shogren, a correspondent for High Country News, about what could lead to such a collapse.
So, Elizabeth, your article in High Country News talked about the decline of coal that we're seeing, and particularly the decline of coal in the marketplace. Can you tell me what's going on?
Yes. I mean, there's something incredible happening. There's a virtual nosedive happening with these incredibly large, long-standing, profitable businesses that produce coal in our country. And so I was curious about why.
What are the reasons? And this is also has been a very rapid decline. Just 4 short years ago, the stock prices were incredibly high.
Right. What happened in 2011 is that Arch and Peabody both made huge investments in what's called metallurgical coal. That's the coal that they use in making metal like steel. And they bought mines that produced this particular type of coal. And what happened is the price of, and they were betting basically on the price of metallurgical coal going up, 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 and for there being endless market for the supply of this type of coal, which, and especially in China, they were betting mostly on China being gobbling up everything that they could produce. As it turns out, there were other producers of this kind of coal in the world who were also making similar bets. And there was a glut in the market, and the price of metallurgical coal, instead of rising, just took a huge dip. And so what you have is companies that are holding tremendous debt that they can't pay off because they don't have enough income. This product that they thought they could sell for a lot of money, they're selling for much less, and so they're not able to pay their debt. It's like you say signing up for a mortgage on a very expensive house and thinking, well, I'm going to be able to pay it because I've got this big salary. And as it turns out, your salary ends up being a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. You can't pay your mortgage anymore. And that's what's basically happening to these companies. And that's what Arch said just this week in filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They said, we can't pay off our debts unless we do some major restructuring, and we might need to go into a Chapter 11 bankruptcy court and try to figure out how to do that. So that's a pretty bleak assessment from their side.
Shogren also says the cheap price of natural gas is eroding coal's market share, which is expected to drop to around a quarter of energy consumed from nearly half of its recent peak at 50%. Environmental regulations may also hamper any bounce back in the future. To hear the full 20-minute interview, visit our website at kvnf.org. Colorado's Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia announced Tuesday that he's stepping down from the position next year after 5 years on the job. He also heads the Colorado Department of Higher Education and will leave that post to helm a higher education policy group for the Western U.S. Garcia sat down with State House reporter Benta Berkland to talk about the challenges facing higher education and his political future.
Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks.
A lot of us seem surprised by the announcement. Can you talk about your decision to leave? And you said it was a difficult decision.
It was. I have a great job. I've loved what I've been able to do. And working with the governor has been a real treat. But what I've really loved is working on higher education issues, and I'll be able to continue to do that in this new role, but do it beyond Colorado. I will be able to do it in 15 different states in the West, making sure that everybody in these Western states, whatever their background, whatever language they speak at home, that they have the opportunity to go to college and get some kind of post-secondary credential, whether it's a welding certificate or a PhD.
So is the group more of a policy organization, lobbying, and what will your role still be regarding Colorado policy?
I'll still be based in Colorado. The organization's based in Boulder. It is a policy organization, so it helps identify best practices and tries to get states to work together, recognizing that a lot of students in the West transfer between institutions in one Western state to the next.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges with higher education? Obviously, at the state capitol, we hear a lot of funding challenges, but it goes beyond that.
It goes well beyond the funding challenges. Too many of our students are graduating from high school not being college ready, so they don't enroll. Too many graduate and are college ready, but don't have the resources to go on to college. Too many are bound by work or family to a particular place, and they can't go to an institution, so we have to make more distance education programs available, more financial aid available, and better preparation so that when they enroll, they can actually succeed and graduate.
I know a lot of your work here has been on early childhood literacy. It's definitely part of the whole education spectrum, but will that play a role in your new position, which is mainly focused on higher education?
Well, what I hope to do in the new role is what I've done here is as we talk about higher education success, we need to think about things like early literacy and early childhood education, or we're not going to have success in higher education. So what I hope to be able to do is engage more people from the K-12 environment with which he's saying we want to partner to improve outcomes for all students.
There's a lot of national discussion now on reducing school testing, and Colorado has done that. Do you think that overall is a good thing and the country is moving in the right direction?
I think the country is moving in the right direction to the extent that we insist on consistent and rigorous standards at all of our K-12 institutions. Right now, a diploma from maybe a small rural school doesn't mean the same thing as a diploma from a large suburban school, and kids arrive at the same institutions of higher ed, but they find they're on dramatically different footing, and some are not as prepared as others, even though they all have a diploma. We've got to change that.
There's different philosophies on, you know, more students should graduate high school versus making sure students who graduate are ready for a college or university. Which camp do you fall into?
We need to do both. And I know that's a little too easy to say, very hard to do. But if a high school diploma doesn't mean something in terms of workforce readiness or college readiness, what's the point? We need to make sure that when kids get that diploma, it's telling them they're ready for the next step in life. And right now, we can't say that.
Anything you want to push through if you do stay through the next legislative session? Anything policy-wise you'd really like to see Colorado implement soon?
Absolutely. First, we need to continue to address the funding challenge. Right now, we're facing a $20 million cut in our budget coming up. We have to address this hospital provider fee issue, or we're going to continue to see cuts to K-12 and higher education at a time when our economy is booming. It doesn't make any sense.
And finally, there's always been rumors about you potentially making a gubernatorial bid. Is that on the table?
This would make it extremely unlikely, much less likely than if I stayed. I've always seen myself more as an educator than a politician.
Thanks, Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Benta.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
That was outgoing Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia, who announced that he's leaving that job, as well as his position as the head of the Colorado Department of Higher Education. He expects to remain in place through the next legislative session. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.